Well, as I mentioned before, one-time tennis great Margaret Courts got stuck into Casey Delacroix about her child in a same-sex relationship. Mrs. Courts also attacked Qantas for supporting gay marriage. Former AMA president and gay rights campaigner Dr. Karen Phelps has previously called for Courts' name to be removed from the Margaret Court Arena in Melbourne and has reiterated it today. Karen, explain why.
I think when you are naming a public building, that it's very important that there is the right symbolism attached to it. Now, a sports star or person who has hit a ball across a net very well in the past is, I guess, in some respects, an appropriate person to have a sporting arena named after them. But when it is a public building with international recognition, international exposure, there is a lot more to the symbolism of that building than simply how well somebody played a sport. And I thought, you know, enough's enough. You can't be offending and insulting and trying to humiliate a group of people in the community in this way and, you know, expect that it's okay that you have a public building named after you.
Now, the PM today, he said whatever you think of her opinion on gay marriage, she's one of the all-time greats and the arena recognises that. What do you say to that?
I think there is more to naming a public building with, and one with, as I said, international exposure at times like the Australian Open than the fact that somebody was good at their sport in the day.
So what's your view on Ms. Court venturing a public opinion on Casey Delacroix? Was it any of her business?
I think she's entitled to her opinion, but I think we live in hopefully an Australia that is aspiring to inclusiveness and aspiring to anti-discrimination provisions for people regardless of their sexuality and regardless of their ethnicity or, you know, cultural background. And one of the things that was very disturbing about her comments about Casey Delacroix and her children was that she was just plain wrong, because the medical evidence, the scientific evidence on children raised by same-sex parents indicates that the outcomes are at least as good for those children,
yeah, of course,
as the children raised by a male and female.
So how about Ms. Court's public stance on not flying Qantas because of the company's support for gay marriage?
Well, interestingly, she lives over in Western Australia and she says she doesn't want to fly Qantas. Well, Virgin also supports marriage equality, so it's going to be a long drive.
Sure is. I'm talking with Dr. Karen Phelps. Karen, does all this sort of talk from a sporting icon like Margaret Court have a damaging effect on young people who might be questioning their own sexuality?
I think people with a public profile need to be held to a higher degree of accountability for the effect that their statements have on vulnerable people. And it's not just young people, Bill, as you would know, who are damaged by anti-gay rhetoric, because the people who are perhaps even more vulnerable are the older people who have gone through their lives having to hide their sexuality, having to not disclose anything about their private lives at work, who've lost jobs, who might have been arrested and have a criminal record just because they were at a party with other people in a same-sex club or something like that. And this is a very distressing kind of background for an older person. And I think there is still some post-traumatic stress for those older people. And to hear the sorts of nasty comments that are made by Margaret Court about gay people and how, you know, in her congregation she, you know, cures people of homosexuality and, you know, they get married and come along to her church, and, you know, criticising Casey Delacroix and her parenting and her family, these things are offensive.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? People don't make a choice to be gay, so it must feel like they're being attacked based on how they feel.
Well, it really goes to the core of your identity, you know. I think if you're a member of a majority, then it's very hard to understand how a suppressed minority might feel if this sort of criticism is levelled and if this sort of antagonism is articulated publicly. And so, as I said, I think people who have a public profile have somewhat more of a responsibility to think about the consequences of the words that they use and the things that they say.
So what's your message to people like Margaret Court who are against gay marriage?
I think it would be helpful for her to meet some people in successful same-sex relationships.
Yes.
And talk about why it's very important to us, to our children, to our extended families, to our friends, that our relationships are recognised as equal and are respected, and that there are two ways of our community recognising marriage. There is the recognition under the law, which really has absolutely nothing to do with religion. And then there is the religious ceremony. But regardless of your religious view, you should be able to have equal legal recognition under the law in Australia.
God bless you, Karen. God bless you. And thanks so much for talking to us.
And you, Bill.
Tonight.